I turned 21 on the 19th of August, 2022. It's a milestone I've been dreading for all the normal reasons. The illegal comments and the expected wisdom from reaching a milestone. But 21 represents something uniquely terrifying in my imagination. It's the age when you got married, Mommy. Moved from India to America and started a new life here. It's a standard I can't help but compare myself to. Not the marriage, necessarily, but the courage. The maturity, especially. I wanted to tell you about this anxiety, how I compare myself to a younger you. I wanted your take on who you were at 21 and what I am now.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Better.
Good. Did you eat something?
I ate a banana.
Okay.
I'm nervous, Mommy. You can hear it in my voice. I want to know, but I don't want to pry. Mommy, what were you like at 21 years old?
I was responsible. But I was not very mature. I had stuff to do in my home, like my chores, like since my mom worked, I had to take care of my younger sister. But I was not mature, as in I didn't know about anything beyond life at home and in my little town. So I wasn't aware of what was happening around the country, or even for that matter, let alone what's happening around the world. So very, knowledge-wise, not that mature. And I didn't know what was best for me. Not mature enough to realize what's best for me.
If I'm understanding right, you define maturity like this: making informed decisions about what is best for you, even when it's hard. But you getting married at 21 and moving to a new country? Is that not mature?
Because I didn't know enough, I don't think any decisions I would have taken had a lot of thought process into it, because I didn't know any better. That makes sense?
It does make sense, but it's hard for me to imagine. I've never looked at you as immature, and it's difficult to break that image.
I lived with my parents until I was 21 years, 8 months, and then I lived with my husband. So there was no in-between period where I grew as a person by myself without other people's influences on a daily basis. So yeah, I think it's the place I lived in, the time I lived in, and the fact that I never had a time period where I gave myself time to grow on my own limited how mature I was at 21.
I see myself here. I have literally called you every single night I've been away from home. I'm 21 and I don't have a real job. Nor do I feel mentally or emotionally equipped to move continents. I don't feel mature. You are not like me.
No, I wasn't. I didn't have. I wanted to escape. Wasn't a very happy home. So yeah, that's the calculus, and that's the calculus I did. I don't know if I'm answering your questions again. Probably more ramblings, but
no, we're answering them. I think that's the key, Mommy. It's impossible to know. You and I can't recognize our 21-year-old maturities because they're so intertwined with our 21-year-old selfishness. You escaped an unhappy home. You moved across the world, and you did it by getting married. I am 21. Like yours then, my brain is still developing and my heart's still searching. I still depend on the people around me, and there's so much I don't know. Just like you at 21. And that's okay. Like her. I'll grow.